Blog Talk Radio.
Da 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 da. I was meant to fly. Oh, 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 oh. I was living for today, not caring about tomorrow.
Oh.
Living off what people say and giving all the power to the things that were only gonna bring me to my knees. I saw people turn their backs and leave me. And on that very day, I started believing that in the mirror was the only friend that I would ever need.
To the Yvonne Pierre Show on HYH Radio, and I'm your host, Yvonne Pierre. Someone asked me not that long ago, how do I balance a relationship, the kids, their activities, homework, housekeeping, doctor appointments, being a full-time student, and the list goes on, and yet still find time for self. Well, my fiance and the kids, and I have some family members that are very supportive and do help. However, I'm still trying to find balance. And I absolutely love, of course, my kids and my fiance and all the things that I do. Most of the time, my me time is sacrificed. This is a challenge for many parents, whether single or not, work at home, own a business, work 9 to 5. If you are like my guest in the entertainment business, we all have to find balance our careers, kids, relationships, friendships, and yet still find time for self. Today's topic is balance, career and family, and my guest today is Deidre Hughes. Deidre is a proud mom of two small girls, a wife, and is devoted to spreading God's word through her voice. Deidre started her career at a young age, at the age of 20, following her parents' footsteps. Her ministry started long before her 20s. At the first of her career, she began ministering from coast to coast for 2 years with Roger, I hope I'm pronouncing his name right, Roger Brenlin and Truth. During her travels with Truth, she performed over 300 concerts a year in front of thousands of different cultures and backgrounds. A few of her travels are the Philippines, Africa, and Hong Kong. Next month, April 2008, Deidre Hughes will be releasing her debut self-entitled album, which we will hear later on. I'll play later on in the show. Deidre joins us today to discuss balance, family, and career. Good morning, Deidre.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Speaking of balance, you may hear my children in the background.
Okay.
Kind of hard to find a babysitter, so I'm so sorry.
Oh, no problem. 300 shows a year? Wow. Were you married with kids at the time?
No, ma'am, no. I started traveling right out of college, so I was still single, thank the Lord. I was kind of able to get the understanding of the business before I had a family to consider, so that was a blessing.
Yeah. And each role as we all know, as a parent, being a parent, being a relationship, career, all, each and every one of those roles have a demand of its own.
Oh, yes, definitely.
when you decided to work on your upcoming album, was it hard to decide when you thought of touring and promoting the album?
Well, having traveled with Truth, I knew the demands that went into traveling so much. Generally, people don't travel that much anymore. That was kind of a rare situation. But since I was a little girl, I always knew that I was called to ministry, and that would be full-time. So when I met my husband, that was one of my first questions to him, was just kind of where he was at and what he felt like he was called to do, because I knew that I would always be partnered with my husband in ministry. And he felt just as passionate for the ministry as I did, and so he supports me 100%. And I know that sometimes it'll be challenging to have a family and do ministry. I've seen it done numerous of times. My parents did it. But to me, the call is very important, and so we both honor that.
What do you feel is important, speaking of relationships, to sustain a relationship after what they call the honeymoon stage is over?
Wow. I would say that it would have to start before that point. For me and my husband, we knew that going into marriage, divorce was just not an option. So we really took it seriously, getting to know one another and making sure that we were right for one another. So I guess after that honeymoon stage, if you want to call it that, we just really, we knew that commitment and compromise between one another was the key, that we have to be able to understand one another before we can really be able to listen to one another.
And be best friends.
Exactly.
Okay.
And best friends really, you know, they really want what's best for the other person.
Right.
And so if
just having your best interest at heart.
Exactly.
Your parents, and I want to make sure I'm pronouncing their name right, Robert and Jolene
Vandermonten.
Okay.
It's best.
They were also, as you mentioned, and I mentioned in the introduction, in the industry. What have you learned from them as far as balancing family and career?
When I was a small girl, my parents traveled for a little while. They began singing at PTL with Jim and Tammy Baker, and so my sister and I were kind of, we were there with them. We were on the grounds every time they sang. We were there at the studio. Whenever they traveled, they would take us with them. So we never really felt like we were second place. Kids are so resilient, so I don't think that we ever felt like we were being cheated out of anything. My parents felt like they had to pursue what they were called to be, and we just got to be a part of it. So I understood that when my kids were born, that my calling doesn't change just because I'm a mother. Being a mother just makes me better. So
wow.
I still consider my kids first, but I have to be true to who God has called me to be, or I'm not really doing right by anybody. And
right.
My children need to see my husband and I as being examples, like I saw my parents being examples. So
wow.
It's kind of
yeah.
been instilled in me since I was a little girl.
What would you say the greatest challenge is?
As far as being in ministry, I would say, for me, the greatest challenge is not my family, because my family is very supportive. It would be getting other people to kind of see the vision that God has given me and to believe in that vision and to kind of, you know, walk with me. I believe 100% in surrounding yourself with godly support and partnership. You know, but if in the end of the day it's just me and my family and the Lord, then that's a great start too. So that would be my greatest challenge at this point.
Yeah. The thing to my next question is, how are you able to balance all of that, the kids, the all the different roles, and be in the entertainment business?
Prayer. 100% prayer. I really, every decision that comes my way, I bathe it in prayer. Any opportunity that comes my way, I bathe it in prayer. And really, honestly, I cannot give myself any credit, because any time that an opportunity has come my way, or any time that a door has opened for me, God has taken complete control of that for me. He's opened the doors that need to be opened. He's shut the doors that need to be shut. And at times, the balance has come more so in my mind to try and grasp when I didn't understand the choices that God made for me. And later in the end, I always saw that He had my best interest at heart. And sometimes it would have been something that would have challenged my family more, and He shut that door. So I really can't take credit for that. God has completely guarded me and shielded me 100% of the way.
Wow. That's the way to look at it. I was going to say that's a great way of looking at it. That's the way to look at it.
But it's been a long time coming.
What tips would you like to share with other parents who are having a hard time balancing?
I would say, just looking from a mother's point of view, and my husband travels full-time with an organization called World Vision, and so he's actually out of town this weekend. But I would say, as a parent, to let go of the guilt. Don't live your lives for your children or through them, because it's not helping them or teaching them anything. You're always going to feel like something is missing if you aren't true to who God has called you to be. So you have to take care of you first. You can't be a complete or a whole person unless you're filled yourself. And I want nothing best for my children, as does the Lord for His children. Sometimes I don't understand when He doesn't do something that I want Him to do when I want Him to do it, but I always end up the better person for it. So just as my parents did for me, they pursued what God had called them to be, and we were able to be a part of that. So I would just say, you know, let go of the guilt if you feel like you aren't doing everything in the world for your children. Your children are blessed just knowing that you love them and you're putting God first.
I want to comment on that too, because I absolutely agree that you have to be a whole person. You have to be pretty much emotionally and I guess mentally have some sense of balance and spiritually balanced for your children. I mean, mm-hmm. it'll benefit them, like you were saying. And also that our calling to be a parent and a wife, a lot of people figured you called for one or the other, so to speak, somehow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but your career is also your calling.
Right.
As well as your, you know, what God wants you to do is also your calling for.
Exactly. And there are some stay-at-home parents, and that is wonderful because, I mean, we need that in homes and in children. But that doesn't mean that they're not called to something. And sometimes that's where mothers get confused, is they just feel like all they're called to is the home. And they are. That's their first number one calling. But also, you know, God has called them, whether it be to intercession, you know, just going and speaking an encouraging word to somebody. That's still their calling, and you have to stay true to keeping yourself in the Word and keeping yourself focused on listening to that still small voice of the Lord, because you may miss it. And in the end, you feel that void within yourself, and that overflows into the home. And so you're cheating yourself and you're cheating your family if you're not being true to what God has called you to do. Does that make sense? Okay.
Yeah. Before we go any further, I wanted to play one of the songs from your debut album called Everlasting God. Before I play it, what inspired this song?
I love worship. I have been a worship leader off and on for my whole life, and that's my core. I love worship. The words of this song are so powerful. Just like the scripture says, wait upon the Lord. God is a sovereign God. His ways are higher than our ways. His will is perfect. Even when we don't have all the answers, we just trust him and wait on him and let him be in control of our lives. And in the end, we'll find that the result is a lot better than if we could have planned it ourselves. And so that's why I chose this song. The words are just so powerful.
This will be the first public release of Everlasting God. And let's go ahead and play the song.
People come to know Christ, but I think that in my ministry, I target the church more. I feel a special calling to see the church as a whole, to be whole, and the families in it to be whole as well. And the church is only as strong as the family. So we as the church can't truly minister to the lost and the needy if we ourselves are that. So I feel a strong calling to minister to the church body.
Is it a particular, is it the church as a whole? Is it the youth?
I think I feel a calling to the church as a whole, but my husband and I were youth pastors for a while, so I do feel a calling to the youth. I do feel a strong sense of calling to the youth, just to really, you know, show them that you don't have to succumb to peer pressure, you know, that we can be whole in our relationship with the Lord. We can be happy. We can find strength in Him and just be 100% committed. So, yeah, I do feel a strong sense to the youth.
Wow. I must admit, I haven't always stayed focused on God. I was brought up in Baptist church. I went faithfully. My grandmother made a, well, we went every Sunday. My grandmother bade us go. But we went every, she had us go every Sunday. And as I got older, I started to seek love for the streets, so to speak, instead of God and love, and instead of finding love that I should have had for myself.
Right.
I can't completely say it was peer pressure.
Mm-hmm.
It was, but a lot of the things I did it because I wanted to do it.
Absolutely.
I wasn't forced to do any of it.
Absolutely.
I was in a lot of pain and confusion, of course, and I'm just really, one, I want to commend you for staying true to it.
Well, thank you.
And not because I, in my opinion, it takes a stronger person to do right versus do wrong. What kept your focus on God?
My parents, my family. I saw the commitment that my parents made every night at dinner. You know, I used to make fun of it as a child. I used to say, we're not the Brady Bunch, but my father, he would make us sit down as a family every night at the dinner table. TV was off, phone was off, and we were just committed to family time. That was our family time. Every time that we had a meal together, we would have devotions at the end of it.
Wow.
If one of us was sick, if we were going through something, the first thing that my parents did, they would pray. They brought us to church every Sunday, every Wednesday, and any time in between. And they didn't just go to church. They were involved in church, and that kept us involved in church. So I felt a tremendous amount of respect for my parents, and I think that nowadays that's kind of what's lacking too. If you don't have respect for your parents, you don't have respect for yourself, and in the end you don't have respect for the church or for the Lord. And so I felt a tremendous amount of respect for my parents. I never wanted to disappoint them, and I think that as I got older, that streamlined into my relationship with the Lord. And I had such a love and a respect for Him as my Heavenly Father that I never wanted to disappoint Him. And so that's kind of what kept me.
I do think that, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's what kept me focused.
I think, and I like what you said, too, about the family coming together at dinner time. And I think because a lot of people, when we talk about balance, a lot of people, that's one thing that's missing in a lot of households is turning the TV off and sitting down and reflecting and having devotion time and focusing on family. So I want to commend you, and I want to commend your parents for,
yeah,
even though they were traveling and in the business and stuff like that, they stayed focused on the strengthening the family and keeping you all grounded. So
thank
I want
you.
To commend you, your family,
you.
For that.
Thank you.
The The album Deidre Hughes is due out in April next month.
Yes, praise the Lord.
Exactly. What can people expect from this album?
I think first of all, they can expect that it came from my heart. The songs on it may not be something that I wrote, but a lot of thought went into every song choice, and I just wanted something that would bring encouragement to the church and praise to the Father as well.
What encouraging words would you like to leave with us?
Stay in your word. Stay in your word. Claim its promises and its truth for your life every day, because it's so easy, especially as, you know, as parents and as workers in the workforce and being involved in church and doing all of the things that this world so demands of us. It's so easy to get distracted every day with everyday life and struggles, and you may be facing some hardships in your life right now, but your situation never determines your future. So stay in your word and claim its promises and its truth for your life.
Wow. Where can listeners go to find out more information about you, the album, and future projects that you have?
I have a website. You can go to Deidre Hughes. It would be DeidreHughes.com. I also have a MySpace. You can look me up on there, Deidre Hughes Ministries. Or for those of you that have a Shout Life page, you can look me up on Shout Life. That would be it.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
On your new album. I wish you much continued success.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
And I'm a thank you. And I'm going to close out a little different today. I want to close out with another song of yours called The Lord is Holy. Lord, You're Holy. I'm sorry. by Deidre Hughes. And for more information about Deidre, visit her website at DeidreHughes.com. And I want to thank my listeners for tuning in to the Yvonne Pierre Show on HYH Radio. For more information about the show and how to be a guest, or just to let us know what you think of the show, please visit www.hyhradio.com. Be blessed and be a blessing to others. Thank you.
Thank you.
Not enough. Blog Talk Radio.
No matter who pushes me, I know I'm not gonna let you. I'm not gonna let you get me down. No, no, no. No matter who pushes me, I know I'm not gonna let you. I'm not gonna let you get me down. No, no, no. I was meant to fly over hills and mountains, over lakes and valleys. I was meant to fly.